Welcome back to The Daily Poem, a podcast from Goldberry Studios. I'm Sean Johnson, and today is Monday, March 11th, 2024. Today's poem is by Henry Wadsworth Longfellow, and it's called The Poet's Calendar. We featured several poems in honor of Groundhog Day last month, and if you were keeping score at home, Punxsutawney Phil, the eponymous groundhog of Groundhog's Day, predicted an early spring this year. And depending on where you live, that very much seems to be a reality for me here in Florida, at least. And the early changing of the seasons put me in mind of this poem, which is divided into 12 sections, each one devoted to a different month of the year. It is the poet's calendar, not because it is about 12 different poets or about poets at all, but because it is a calendar suited to poetry. It's full of mythological and astrological allusions. Each month speaks in its own voice and pays careful attention to what's happening in the natural world. And it's also a calendar that only a poet could produce. So here's the poet's calendar. January. Janus am I, oldest of potentates. Forward I look and backward, and below I count, as gods of avenues and gates, the years that through my portals come and go. I block the roads and drift the fields with snow. I chase the wildfowl from the frozen fen. My frosts congeal the rivers in their flow. My fires light up the hearths and hearts of men. February. I am lustration, and the sea is mine. I wash the sands and headlands with my tide. My brow is crowned with branches of the pine. Before my chariot wheels, the fishes glide. By me, all things unclean are purified. By me, the souls of men washed white again. Even the unlovely tombs of those who died without a dirge, I cleanse from every stain. March. I, Martius, am. Once first, and now the third. To lead the year was my appointed place. A mortal dispossessed me by a word and set there Janus with the double face. Hence I make war on all the human race. I shake the cities with my hurricanes. I flood the rivers and their banks efface and drown the farms and hamlets with my rains. April. I open wide the portals of the spring to welcome the procession of the flowers, with their gay banners and the birds that sing their song of songs from their aerial towers. I soften with my sunshine and my showers the heart of earth. With thoughts of love I glide into the hearts of men, and with the hours upon the bull with wreathed horns I ride. May. Hark! The seafaring wildfowl loud proclaim my coming and the swarming of the bees. These are my heralds, and behold, my name is written in the blossoms on the hawthorn trees. I tell the mariner when to sail the seas. I waft o'er all the land from far away the breath and bloom of the Hesperides, my birthplace. I am Maya. I am May. June. Mine is the month of the roses, yes, and mine the month of marriages. All pleasant sights and scents, the fragrance of the blossoming vine, the foliage of the valleys and the heights. Mine are the longest days, the loveliest nights. The mower's scythe makes music to my ear. I am the mother of all dear delights. I am the fairest daughter of the year. July. My emblem is the lion, and I breathe the breath of Libyan deserts o'er the land. My sickle as a saber I unsheathe, and bent before me the pale harvest stand. The lakes and rivers shrink at my command, and there is thirst and fever in the air. The sky is changed to brass, the earth to sand. I am the emperor whose name I bear. August. The emperor Octavian called the August. I, being his favorite, bestowed his name upon me, and I hold it still in trust, in memory of him and of his fame. I am the virgin, and my vestal flame burns less intensely than the lion's rage. Sheaves are my only garland, and I claim the golden harvest as my heritage. September. I bear the scales, where hang in equipoise the night and day. And when unto my lips I put my trumpet with its stress and noise, fly the white clouds like tattered sails of ships. The treetops lash the air with sounding whips. Southward, the clamorous sea fowl wing their flight. The hedges are all red with haws and hips. The hunter's moon reigns empress of the night. October. My ornaments are fruits, my garments leaves, woven like cloth of gold and crimson dyed. I do not boast the harvesting of sheaves, or orchard, and or vineyards I preside. Though on the frigid scorpion I ride, the dreamy air is full and overflows with tender memories of the summer tide and mingled voices of the doves and crows. November. The centaur, Sagittarius am I, born of Ixions and the clouds' embrace. With sounding hooves across the earth I fly, steed Thessalian with a human face. Sharp winds, the arrows are, with which I chase the leaves, half dead already with affright. I shroud myself in gloom, and to the race of mortals bring nor comfort nor delight. December. Riding upon the goat with snowy white hair I come, the last of all. This crown of mine is of the holly. In my hand I bear the thyrsus, tipped with fragrant cones of pine. I celebrate the birth of the divine. In the return of the Saturnian reign, my songs are carols sung at every shrine, proclaiming peace on earth, goodwill to men. This has been the Daily Poem. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with another poem for you. To listen to past episodes or support the show, please visit dailypoempod.substack.com. On behalf of our whole team at Goldberry Studios, I'm Sean Johnson. Until next time, happy reading.